Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your host, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, an infinity healing practitioner, and probably a bunch of other things practitioner. I'm also a conscious channel, an energy healer, a speaker, and an author. And what I do is help people to let go. To let go of who they've been, to let go of who they restricted themselves to being, to let go of what no longer works in their lives, and to accept the belief that they are more, and that they deserve more, and that there's more to life than they've ever experienced. Because when you move into that beautiful energy of letting go, it's impossible for me to put it into words. But it does feel so good. And this week, sometimes guidance has me go through, I'm not really sure what to call it. Usually it involves me going to sleep and staying that way for days. And this week, they had me do that for 3 days. Most of what I did was to sleep. And when it was over, I felt amazing, alive, invigorated. It's like, it's a whole new whatever. And I like this. I really like this. I never know what's going to come as a result of them putting me through these sleep phases, if you want to call them that. But it's always something good. And this time is no exception. So if you find yourself going through a phase where you just can't seem to do anything but sleep, think of sleep. And let yourself get the downloads, the rebooting, whatever terminology you want to use, that is there for you, because it is all about what's for your highest good. Okay, this is a show where you can ask any kind of question that you have, and guidance will give you the answer. There are no restrictions on the questions. So if you have a question, then give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely icon appears and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, you just get to listen. All right, let's start with our callers now. So, our first caller, hold on, I have to get my pen and paper. I always write down things. I'm not really sure why I write them down because I never actually go back and look at them, but hey, I write them down anyway. Our first caller is from area code 951. Let's see if this is the wonderful Nathaniel.
Good morning, Barbara. It is
good
Nathaniel.
Morning. How are you, Nathaniel?
Pretty good.
Okay, what's on your mind for today?
Oh, I'm just wondering for some messages from Spirit. Anything coming through today?
Okay. This is the time for you to really and truly let go. And we've been telling you to let go and let go and let go and let go. And it seems like that is the only thing we are saying to you. And maybe it is. But it is for your highest good. You really are changing your life. You are changing who you are. You are no longer the Nathaniel that you used to be. You have more light in you now, more freedom, more love, more energy. You are becoming better and better every single day. So we encourage you to continue to let go. Anything you are worried about, let go. Anything you fear, let go. Anytime you are anxious, let go. Because staying in those emotions don't actually bring you what you desire. So let go and start moving more and more into that love, into that light, into that knowing that you are one with God. And let everything else go. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And let your life become who you truly are. We love you. You know this. We will always love you. And we are always here for you. So let go. Please. Let go. Okay, that was the message they wanted to give you.
Okay, thanks a lot. I can feel that, you know, resonate. I've been doing that now pretty much all year. It's my time to let go.
So what is it that you are hanging on to? There's something there today. What is it?
It seems like it's kind of getting a lot better right now. I'm just taking on the positive. I guess
there's a little
something there. Yeah, to let go of memories of the past and stuff, of, bad things that happened, and then to not to be anxious about anything coming up in the present.
Okay, then let's do a little bit of clearing on letting go of the past and letting go of anxiety about the future. You're anxious because of the future. If you're in the present, you're not anxious because there's nothing to be anxious about. Okay. Dear Innate, I release the past trauma.
Dear Innate, I release the past trauma.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I forgive everyone who ever hurt me.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I forgive everyone that hurt me.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to let all of this go.
To be safe. Dear Innate, to be safe, I need to let all of this go.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to be safe.
Dear Innate, I am choosing to be safe.
Dear Innate, even though I don't understand how it works, I know that I am provided for.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know I don't understand how it works. I know that I have provided for.
Dear Innate, I release any belief that I need to be anxious.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I need to be anxious.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in the moment.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in the moment.
Dear Innate, I release the need to know what is going to happen.
Dear Innate, I release the need to know what's going to happen.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that what happened before will happen again.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that what happened before will happen again.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in peace.
Dear Innate, I choose to live in peace.
Dear Innate, I choose to let go.
Dear Innate, I choose to let go.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
Wonderful. Okay, you're playing I've Got the Music in Me again, so don't forget about the music in you.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a great day, Miss Daniel.
You. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and now we are moving to our next caller from my favorite number, 111111111. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Anointed One, incomparably Anointed One. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I too am full of wonder.
So what's going on with you today?
Lots. Always a lot going on. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. Thank you for telling me.
Of course.
And now I'm trying to. Okay, we should have been there after I got this situation. I would love to go into some of the ancient temples in the museum.
You want to go in some of the ancient temples?
Yes.
Any particular ones?
Well, as soon as I had clarified, let's go see Heru. Heru's temple.
Okay, say the name again.
Heru. H-E-R-U. Heru.
Okay.
Yes.
Heru. I said Heru and I heard yes. Okay. Let's see what Heru would like to say, or let's see if Heru will guide us through the temple. Okay, feeling the energy coming in. And so here is Heru with whatever the message is. Welcome. You are always welcome. Here is the place you are choosing to be. I want you to understand that it is not about me, and it is not about my temple. It is not about a particular place. or a particular divine being. It is about the energy. It is the connecting to that energy that brings you what you're looking for in your life. You can visit me at any time. You already know this. You simply say my name and I'm there. You can ask to learn the wisdom that I learned, that I've learned throughout the ages. And I will share it with you. I will give it freely. With love. There is so much that you already know, and yet so much that you have yet to learn. It is part of the beauty of your existence. There is always more. Always. So I will tell you a few things that I have learned, a few things that have made a tremendous difference in my own existence. The first thing is that you don't owe anybody anything. And I'm not just talking about the humans that you interact with. I'm also talking about the divine beings you interact with. I'm also referring to the one you call God. You don't owe anybody anything. This may sound small and insignificant, but it's actually huge because most humans feel that they have a debt placed upon them. And that debt weighs you down. It's time to let it go. You don't owe anyone anything. And another thing that will bring you more and more light into your life is the acceptance that you are absolutely fine, perfect, amazing in every moment of your existence. And yes, you change from moment to moment, but in each moment you are already everything. You are already everything. So you don't need to seek who you are. You simply need to be who you are. Connect with your heart. Listen to the wisdom there. And let go. Let go of everything you've ever learned. Everything. And it is not that everything you learned was not true. It's that everything you've ever learned holds you back in so many ways. Because there are energies connected with everything that you believe. And in order for you to be free of those energies, you must let go of those beliefs. And this is why we encourage you to let go of everything you have ever learned. Some of you get so caught up in your rituals. And it doesn't matter whether this is a ritual or a habit that involves substance abuse or anything like that, or if it's a ritual or habit that involves spiritual beliefs, praying at an altar. Whatever it is, It's a ritual. It's a habit. Let it go. Allow yourself to be fully connected without having to go through a ritual, but simply living that connection. That is one of the things that Barbara Grace is learning, and she's becoming quite good at it. She simply is. And this is something we encourage each of you to be, to simply be. There is no difficulty. There are no steps, 1, 2, or 3, that you must take first. You're already there. And the third bit of wisdom that we would like to give to you today is that everything you desire is already here. Most people set their goals, their desires, and think, okay, I've got to do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, in order to make this happen. I want you to know it's already happened. It's already happened. You already have everything that you desire. So get the thought out of your mind that you have to go through steps in order to have it into your life. You don't. You just have to be open to receiving. Open to receiving miracles. Open to receiving things that you didn't do anything in order to get. All you did was desire it, and that's all you have to do. And yes, we know that that makes life seem incredibly simple, because it is. And as you are moving out of all of those old beliefs that held you back and tied you up, you will see that this is true. Everything you desire is already there. Let it be there. Allow yourself to receive it. Allow your life to flow in miraculous ways, because it is there. It's already there. And you already deserve it. You are already enough. You are already perfect. You are already divine. You don't have to do anything. You simply need to be who you already are. Those are the things that we feel will have the greatest impact on your life right now. So please accept these three bits of wisdom that we have shared with you. And know that you can always come back for more. You are always welcome. Always. You are always loved. Always. I am here for you. Always. Be well. Be you. Okay, that's what she wanted to share.
As you heard, thank you. I feel that I see that, and I ask for another energy to be brought forth from AST, A-S-T, or A-U-S-E-T.
Okay.
Thank you. Incomparable, I like this word for.
you just want to take me and bring all these new energies to me, huh?
Yes.
I do.
if you want to.
Oh, I don't have a problem with it at all. Okay. Ooh. I've got to shift out of the old energy into the new. No, actually I don't. There's nothing that I need to do. It's just going to happen. Because she just told us that. It's already happened. Okay. you are delightful. It is so wonderful to be with you today, to be with all of you today. Thank you for calling on me. Is there something special that you want to experience? I am filling you right now with beautiful, beautiful light. Each and every one of you who is listening is being filled with the light. And this is a light. It's a light of knowing, in a way. It helps you to clear out the darkness, the confusion, whatever it is you want to call that old energy that you were part of. It's bringing you more and more into the joy of living, into allowing laughter to just bubble forth from you. Because you are truly happy. You are truly enjoying life right now in this moment. And there is absolutely nothing in your way. That is what we would wish for everyone. That is what we do wish for everyone. That you just let go and embrace the joy of life. Most people are afraid to let go. They're afraid, okay, if I let go, what happens next? Well, you get to be happy. You get to be happy. You get to bubble over with joy. You get to create beautiful, amazing things in your life, in the world, in the universe. You get to know the truth of who you are. That's what happens. It's why we encourage you to let go. That's why we are here now, in this moment with you, filling you with that beautiful light, that light that is you. We're not bringing in anything strange or unknown to you. We are bringing in you to you. Accept it. Accept it and feel it and enjoy it and stay in that energy. Let your life become this wonderful, mysterious experience that just gets better and better in every single moment. You are not tied down to that past drudgery, suffering, and struggling. You can let that go. You don't need it. It is not necessary. It is not required. And all you have to do is let it go. Allow yourself to truly be in the light, in the love, in the bliss that is you. This is you. Accept it. Enjoy it. Be it. And now we did ask, was there anything special you wanted to know? And then we went off and we didn't listen. So please, is there anything special you wanted to know?
As I open my earthly temple to others and my physical, emotional, spiritual, mental temple to myself. Wow, I'm feeling it. And I know you're saying the mysteries, stepping into the mysteries, and that is the mystery of knowing what's coming next. But yet, you are from a time when things were written, things were drawn, symbols were left for us. And I guess I'm calling for symbols, the tools that I should bring back from my time in those temples. Ooh, for this time. And I know time is an illusion, but yet, and still, there are things that are required for entrance into deeper mysteries. From my perspective, I thank you. Asked, Aset.
And we have made available, as you were asking, symbols. We have placed them within you. We have placed them within each of you who is listening. These symbols will open you up in new ways. It is very difficult to put what they do into words because it is beyond language. It is not something that I can explain. It is something that you experience, something that you feel, something that you live. So when you find yourself feeling these new feelings, just take a moment and welcome them. Don't fight them. Don't try to push them away. Just welcome them. Even though you don't necessarily understand exactly what they are, welcome them. Accept that they are for your highest good and welcome them. And if it makes you feel better, then stay. I accept what is for my highest good. And that way you can be sure you are not getting anything that is less than what you deserve. So we have gifted you with what you have asked for. And we have also provided for you a doorway that you can go through at any time to receive more. And this doorway, there is no door. It's always open. Just walk in anytime. We are always there waiting for you. We truly love you, and we truly want to assist you in being the phenomenal, amazing being that you have come to be in this lifetime. And this really is meant to get better and better and better and better and better. And there is no limit to how good it can be. You are opening up to the light, to the love, to the laughter, to the joy, to the bliss, to the creativity, to the flow, to everything wonderful in existence. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. And don't try to take the things that you are learning, that you are becoming, and take the energy down to the level of the world now. Take the world up to the energy. Take the people that you are working with up to the energy. Don't ever diminish. You want to expand. You want to enlighten. You want to allow everyone to be a bright, shining beacon. So remember that. Always move towards more. Always. And as you are doing that with yourself, you will be attracting more and more people to your light, to your beauty, to what you have to offer. It will happen automatically. There is not something you need to do in order for it to happen. And we know that you live in a time now where everyone talks about having your niche and marketing and all of that other stuff. You don't really need any of that. You are simply being you. And as you are being you, the energy that you are putting out there is attracting everyone who is right for your energy. So don't put limits on your energy. Don't put limits on who you can bring into your life. Allow yourself to just be you and to shine brightly and to enjoy it. To enjoy every moment of it. It is like when you are dancing and you are moving with the music, with the energy, and you are feeling the flow. And it makes you feel like you've become so much more than just the human that you've been taught that you are, because you are so much more. Allow that beautiful energy to always be there, whether you are dancing or not. There is no reason why you should ever, ever turn it off. It's you. Accept it. Be it. Love it. Live it. There's no reason not to. Life is a beautiful grand adventure that you have chosen to live. Do it. It is why you are here. This is your choice. We love you. And we see the beauty within you. It's time to let it shine.
Gratitude for the energy and gratitude for this was a different kind of healing than knowing it was. I dare say it has opened you up to a different kind of healing. And the door, before you spoke of it, I saw the smell of ash. I said, and underneath that throne is like a portal. It looks like a door. I just wanted to add that, but the healing, this is different. Would you to give and receive and for me to receive and to impart as I move down a royal path of magnificence in this life. Thank you. Thank you so much.
She has a little more to say when you were expressing gratitude. This is what she was saying. We are simply sharing with you what is already yours. It is not like we are going out of our way or we are doing anything special or we are above you. We want you to understand that. Yes, we understand the gratitude. But this is simply you receiving what is already yours. We are not giving you anything special. We are not doing anything special. We are simply assisting you in seeing you. You already have it. It's already you. You know that. So make sure that when you are expressing gratitude, you are doing it from a level of equality, not from I am above you, you are below, and I have deemed to take time out of my busy schedule to come and attend to you, because that is not what is happening. You are me and I am you and we are equal, and everything that I am is everything that you are. And everything that I have is everything that you have. There is no separation. There is no division. We truly are one and the same. You are coming home to yourself.
And remembering, I am remembering. And I am remembering. Thank you. I give thanks.
Oh, wow. You're welcome.
What a day. What a,
yeah, really. Whoa. I feel all bubbly and. She had a very. Well, a bubbly kind of energy. I kept laughing, and she kept laughing because she was just so happy, just so happy. I don't know anything about her. What's her thing?
Well, after Isis, that is Isis. And who did I call in? I forgot. My mind is just white. It's white. Who did I ask you to bring in? I'm telling you, it's gone. The energy is with me, but.
Let's see, the first one was. It started with an H.
Oh, Hetheru. That was Isis. That was Isis.
Okay.
Hetheru, we went to first. Right. Mm-hmm. That was. That's who that was.
Yeah.
That's who that is. That's her Kemetic name. That's her Egyptian name. And wow. I wiped it. It was gone.
Well, you didn't need to remember it.
Because of what I, the energy she, and you were supposed to ask you were supposed to ask so you could know. That is her true. That's the name that's carved on the walls. And the tonation, when you said just to call Hetheru, I'm like, what happened? I told you I went through something. I wasn't joking, or maybe I should have been joking, laughing, whatever. My body is healed. My body is healed. And they are our sisters. They are our family. I know you have been traveling that path. I listened to what you sent me on Cleopatra, but when I got my message from Cleopatra, which I downloaded another show that I thought was that, and I heard Melvin, I've been wondering about him. But what the message that came through for me through you was so much more enjoyable than the one you sent me, to the point where I was compelled to bring it in. And the temple, for you, Anointed One, you are sitting on a firm. And the fans of Ma'at are being these two male energies on either side of you. And they're the fan, the ostrich feather fans are being fanned. And you're being, the air is carrying your wisdom and your message into the air on this Friday 13th for a moment. It's being carried far and wide. And you're going to get more limber in your body, more flexible. And the writing that you do, if you ever choose to pick it up, some powerful stuff waiting to be shared with others. multitudes. Your brother's with you. Your brother is with you. He could be one of the family. Wow. Because I said Melvin. Okay. Fanning you. And, yeah, your heart is light as a feather. Okay. Wow.
Ooh. Wow. Well, I must say that is a wonderful way to start the day.
I agree. Totally.
Oh.
While remembering. Mm, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, my honor to honor you. To see you being honored. Mm. Wow.
Thank you. Wonderful. Oof. Okay. To come back to me. No, I don't have to come back to me. I can stay where I am. Okay.
Hotep Pool, peace and love. Hotep Pool.
Thank you for that beautiful experience.
Thank you. You wiped my memory. You wiped my memory. Ooh, it's like, ooh.
Lovely. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Thank you.
All right.
Namaste.
Namaste, sweetheart. Enjoy.
I am.
Good. Okay. All right. And we are going to go to our next caller. And even though this caller does not have her hand up, they're saying to click on her anyway. So, Lisa, it was not me.
Uh-oh. I was just listening and enjoying.
I know. They're like, click on her anyway. So I clicked on you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so what is going on that we need to address? Or wait, there might be someone coming to talk to you. Oh, it feels like someone's coming to talk to you. So it is the goddess asked, the same one that was here for Queen. The last one that was here for Queen, the one that was so bubbly and happy and all of that. And now she's here for you.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Oh, and I just love her energy. Okay. First thing she's asking is do you have a question for her?
I don't think so. Does she know the answer to what I need? How about that?
Yes, okay. I do know the answer to what you need. I know exactly what you need. What you need is to be you. You have spent your whole life being who everybody else said you were supposed to be, and all you have to do is be you. You are this incredible, incomparable being. You have amazing healing abilities, and you've seen them at play. Working with animals, you love animals, but you have just barely touched the surface in your abilities to have that amazing impact on healing their bodies, healing their little minds, healing their souls, healing whatever it is that needs to be healed. We encourage you to start working more and more and more with animals, to get out there, to do the work that your heart is calling for you to do, because as you do it, your abilities will grow. And you will begin to recognize how powerful you are. And you can take the work that you do for a few animals and expand it and do healing work for all of the creatures on the earth. You can make such a phenomenal impact on every single animal that has ever existed. That is what you wanted to be. That is who you came here to be. Stop waiting. There's nothing to wait for. Start doing. Start being. Let yourself have the freedom to be you. That is what you want. That is what you have always desired. Stop putting it off. Start now. Start today. Call someplace that has animals and ask if you can just come and be with them. And while you are being with them, allow that healing energy to flow from you to them. Start making changes. Now, don't wait. There's no need to wait. It's the perfect moment. It is always the perfect moment. Be you. Oh, you have no idea how beautiful you are. Be you. Don't ever stop. Be you. Okay, whew, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Wow. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, I love it when you do that little okay, like, oh my gosh, why did I ask this? What am I going to do now? What's going to happen?
You have my number, Barbara.
I can feel all that rolling in the background. She wants to know if it's okay with you if she clears up all of that. If she just helps you to just let it all go. And she's willing to do this for anybody that asks. So even if you're not Lisa and you want to have her do this for you, then just say yes and she will do it for you.
Can she clear up me being allergic to animals too? She's got to clear up me being allergic to animals. I'm so allergic, it's not funny.
The allergy is there because you are afraid of your own power.
Oh, well,
and
I
so
love
you
hearing
created
that.
You created the allergy to prevent yourself from moving forward. You create an allergy for that reason.
That feels better.
Yeah, she's clearing that stuff out of you.
Yay.
Ooh, oh, my goodness. I feel all that energy moving through me, too. It's like, oh, my gosh. Ah. So she's saying she wants you to spend time today relaxing like a queen lounging and just allowing herself to be served.
Whoa.
And just let go. There's nothing for you to do. There's nothing for you to worry about. There's nothing for you to think about. You have legions of beings who are there just to serve you. And so just be that queen. Lie back and relax. If you want to imagine, you know, big hunky men fanning you, well, hey, why not?
Well, it hadn't occurred to me, but okay.
It's time for you to allow yourself to be royal, to just be served, to be loved. Just be you. You deserve this. You truly do.
Yeah.
I know.
That was all very unexpected. Thank you so much.
That's why she had me press the button, even though you didn't raise your hand. So, apparently,
what happens?
Yep. Okay.
Thank you so much.
It feels like you've got more than enough. I was going to say, is there anything else? But I'm not sure you could handle anything else right now.
I feel very effervescent, and I feel giggly like you kept saying she was, which is lovely.
Yes. When she's filling you with that energy, then it's just, I can't stop giggling, you know?
I feel like that. It's wonderful. Thank you.
You are welcome. And thank you so much for calling, even though you didn't raise your hand, but it didn't make a difference.
Thank you so much, Douglas.
Oh, you too, sweetheart. Have a great day, and don't forget to lounge and just be royalty.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
And they're actually showing me this image of you lounging on this Chase lounge, this golden velvet Chase lounge. And you're just lounging there, and there's people, and they're bringing you food and drink, and big hunky guys fanning you. And
okay. Maybe
and you're just accepting the goodness of life.
Maybe I'll get a room with one of them and really have a good time.
That's allowed. Hey, go ahead.
Thank you for all this beautiful energy. My goodness, I feel so good. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I will talk to you the next time I talk to you.
Yes, you will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, now we are going to the caller from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What can I do for you today?
I have questions on employment. I'm waiting to hear if I'll get an in-person interview for a company that's about 15 minutes from my house, 10, 15 minutes from my home. Do you see that coming through?
Okay, so the first thing they're asking is that what you really want?
Yes.
Okay. So, I've been in the energy of different goddesses on the call today, which has been really interesting, and I'm still in that happy, bubbly energy. So, they want you to close your eyes if you're in a place where you can close your eyes and just sit back and relax. And you are being filled with this amazing energy. And what it's doing is it's clearing out all worry, all doubt, all fear, just taking all of that stuff away because you don't need it. And it's filling you with the knowing of your own power. The knowing that you create. And it's allowing your desires to go out into the universe, to connect with whatever it is that you desire, and to bring it to you. It's kind of like that image they showed me of Lisa lounging on that golden velvet chaise lounge and just having whatever she desires come to her. They're saying you also deserve that. Each and every one of us does. And so it's opening you up to having the things that you desire just miraculously come into your life. And that includes any kind of work that you want to do. If it's truly what you desire, then yes, it's yours. There are absolutely no barriers, no limits, no restrictions. They're moving all of that out of the way so that your life flows in beautiful, easy, wonderful, joyous, miraculous ways so that there's no limit to anything good that can happen to you, because you are opening up to all that you are, not just the human perceptions that you've been taught, but the truth from your very soul. And so they're bringing this amazing energy to you now, clearing up so much stuff. They're just clearing it all up. And all you have to do is breathe and accept it. Breathe and allow it. And this works for anybody who at this moment is saying, okay, yeah, I want some of that too. Then you got it. Because it is yours. It is you. It is about opening up to the truth, and that's what you're doing. Okay, how does that feel?
I'm not sure. I feel the same. I mean, so I'm not sure what. Is that supposed to clear me out? I'm not sure.
They are clearing out your old patterns, thoughts, beliefs that really are not for your highest good. They are clearing out a lot of that old stuff. And so you will find yourself feeling different. It may not be some huge change. It may just be a little something that you notice. Like with me, they've been working on me for the past 3 days, you know, and they had me sleep for 3 days. And when I woke up, I felt more alive than I had ever felt. And I felt freer than I had ever felt. It was like everything had changed, even though everything was still the same. And I am more and more open to life than I ever was. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if any of this is making any sense to you. But when they are doing this work, you feel different. And as you are feeling different, the things that happen in your life begin to change. What you attract to you begins to change because it's coming to that new energy that you are. Does that make sense?
Okay. I just don't know what to do. What you're saying, I understand you have to be open to receive and do the work to get what you want, and I've been doing that, and I'm just exhausted at this point because nothing works. So I just don't know.
Well, that's part of what they're doing now. They are shifting you out of doing the work to simply allowing yourself to receive. Your life should not leave you exhausted. It should leave you energized and invigorated. It's because you have these beliefs that say you have to do this and this and this and this and this in order to have whatever it is that you're trying to create. They are taking you out of that and taking you to a place where you don't have to do anything except desire whatever it is you want to have in your life and just allow it to come to you. So it's taking you from needing to chase after your dreams to simply opening your eyes and your dreams are there. Does that make sense?
No. I just give up. No, because with what I just asked you, if I didn't actually apply for the position, then the position would never be a possibility. It's not like the position is going to come get me. You have to apply. And anything that you do, you have to start the process. even if it came to you, you still have to go start the process. So it's just, I don't know. And maybe it's just me. I just give up.
Okay, let me explain it to you like this. Maybe this will resonate with you more. One of the things that they did for me was to give me a healing ability that I can use on anyone. And when they gave that to me, they told me, you know, to put the information on my website, which I did, and to set things up so that people could have a way to connect with me. My first thought was, okay, I need to do this marketing and blah, 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 you know, all the things that we're told we need to do. And they said, don't do any of that. And I didn't do any of that. And people connect with me. People call me. People email me and say, I've heard that you do something called energy upcycling and I'd like to do that. And they pay me for it. And I don't have to work. I simply accept what comes to me. So it's not like I'm sitting around doing nothing, although for the last 3 days that is what I was doing. But it's that I take the actions I am inspired to do. I do not depend upon my brain to come up with what I need to do in order to make life work. I'm accepting that I'm more than just my brain, and I'm allowing myself to listen to my guidance, my intuition, whatever name you want to give it, to do what I am inspired to do, and to know that I will receive what I desire. And I've been doing this now for 4 months or so, and there's not been a single time when I haven't had whatever it is that I desired. And it's not because I've been doing and doing and doing. It's because I'm open to receiving. It's a whole different way of living, and I know that. And for most people, this sounds completely crazy, and I know that too. But that's what they want you to understand, that it's not, you are not supposed to be struggling. You are not supposed to be burdened with life. You are allowed to just receive, to have things flow, to have a job that you absolutely love, making more than enough money to afford whatever it is you desire. You are supposed to be able to afford your own life. You're supposed to be able to live. I mean, truly live and enjoy and all of the wonderful things that you've been taught that you can't have. You're allowed to have them. Does that help?
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. They are working on you, though, so your life is changing. So just allow it to happen, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Barbara.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Today.
I am doing absolutely fabulous.
Well, so am I. The last time I called, thank you to me. I got one, thank you. Last time I called, I didn't get to talk to you. I got cut off because I was doing a few different things. So, as always, I could always use some DRNH statements, so I'm going to tattoo these ones on my forehead and say them daily.
Yes, you did get cut off, and I was disappointed because I was getting these statements and was like, okay, where'd Tim go? Of course, I don't remember any of the statements now.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Let's see what's coming up for you. Okay, so I haven't really been doing Dear Innate statements on this call. I've been connecting with a goddess, and she's been doing this energy work with everyone who calls in. And now she's ready to work with you. So are you okay with that? Okay,
well,
did you say you were okay with it?
Yep, okay. I'm okay with it.
So I want you to imagine your life being the way you truly desire it to be. I want you to imagine yourself having everything that you desire. I want you to imagine opening up to the magnificence of you, to truly accepting it, to truly being it and living it. I want you to imagine that. And I want you to say yes.
Yes.
And when you say yes, you are opening to that flow. And we are working with you to bring all of that beautiful energy into you here and now. We see that there is some old confusion about you, about life, about things that just didn't make sense to you. And we are clearing all of that up for you. You don't need it. Just let it go. Because you also have within you the knowing of who you are and what is right for you. And we are making that brighter and shinier so that you can see it, so that you can live it, so that there is no needing to search for it. It's there. You are there. You are a storyteller. It is part of who you are. It is part of who you decided to be when you came into this life. And you use those stories to help others to see what they're looking for, to make the changes within their own lives. Start doing that. Start telling stories. You may want to write them. Write storybooks. They can be for children or teenagers or adults. The choice is totally yours. You can cover all of the different ages. Start creating those stories that are within you. We see so many already there. Let them out. You may just want to say them, record them. Just let them out, because it's not just the people you are talking to that they benefit. They also benefit you. They also open you more to your own power. It is important for you to live your power, to create your stories, share your story. Accept yourself. We're not requiring that you do any rituals or anything like that in order for this to happen. Of course, if there's anything that you prefer to do, then go ahead and do it. But what you are seeking is already within you. It's there waiting for you to begin to use it. Tell your stories. Tell your stories. Tell your story. That's you.
Got it.
Okay. So start telling your stories, Tim. Start writing those things down.
I will indeed. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And enjoy.
Have a great day.
You too.
You do the same.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Ah, my goodness, this has been an interesting show. Queen, look what you started. All right, don't forget that if you call in and you want to talk to me, you need to press the number 1 so that that symbol appears on my studio board, and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, you just get to listen. But, hey, today you really do want to press that 1 because apparently there's this beautiful goddess ready to work with everybody who calls in and to help you to make changes in your life. So if you are ready to make changes in your life, press the number 1. And now they're reminding me that I never did open the chat room. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Keisha.
Hello, Keisha. How are you, darling?
I'm okay. How are you?
This goddess who is working through me today, and she is absolutely wonderful and bubbly and everything. When I said your name, she went, "Oh, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate."
That is so cute.
So, what's on your mind today?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm just looking for some guidance about something. So, I kind of would say, okay, so I do tarot cards, meaning I don't read people tarot cards, but, you know, like I got, like they I have tarot cards and then they have like websites you can go on and like use tarot. So I was just happening to think about my life and I was like, I feel like there's a curse on it because it just makes no sense, the stuff, you know, like the stuff that's happening with me or how my life is. So I happened to pull, it was, I think her name was Colette Baron Reed. One of her cards, and it said curse, right? So in the card, it was saying that something about, like, and it's like an ancestral curse, and then it said something about past, like, it's an ancestral curse, and then something with past lives, and it wants to be acknowledged so that I can release it, like I can forgive and release. And so I'm just like, okay. So I'm just wondering, do I need to get like past life regression or I did a soul retrieval before, but I didn't find that helpful. It was more like you met your future self and the future self told your younger self something, but I didn't find any shifts in me. There's a thing called family constellations that acknowledges your stuff with your ancestors and things that's going on that you don't know. So it's something with, I guess I'm getting something with past life and ancestors, and I'm just wondering, are you getting that too?
I'm getting that wonderful goddess, her name is Ast. I think I'm saying it right. She's ready to work with you. Okay. So if you're okay with working with her,
yes,
then we'll see where she takes us. Okay. Here she is. And she's very bubbly and she laughs a lot. So it's nothing negative. It's just, it's love. It's light. It's everything. Okay. Curses can be so much fun. We think it's so interesting that people really actually accept that, you know, someone can look at you and say, oh, well, I curse you, and it means that bad things have to happen to you. That just amuses us to no end. We are working with you now to just clear all of that energy, all of that curse stuff, because you don't need it. And it doesn't really matter what anybody said or did in any time in any past life. We're just taking all of that away, and we're taking it away from your family, and it's not really important anymore. So now we get to get into what is actually important in your life. What is important in your life is for you to actually fully embrace who you are. And you have some different aspects of yourself that you you like to work with. You like to do the chocolate. We already know that, and we love your chocolate. You make just divine chocolate. But you are also into law and the legalities of things. The legalities of things can actually be fun. And we know that you're not used to anyone referring to law and legal work as actually fun. But we want you to start looking at it from an aspect that shows you how you can enjoy it, not just be all serious about it like they usually are. Don't go there. Find a way to do the legal work that you have been trained for and to let it be enjoyable, to let it enlighten the world, to assist others in making their lives even more wonderful and beautiful and phenomenal than they already are. Start creating that beautiful energy with the legal work that you do as well as with the chocolates that you do. Let yourself spread joy in everything that you do. And we would encourage you to just for a little while, let go of the tarot. Let go of needing to look at the cards. Let go of going to them for answers. Let it go. And to just spend a few moments every day sitting in the quiet and just asking, what is important for me today? That's all you need to ask. And allow yourself to receive that answer. And then take the actions that you are inspired to do. There is so much there for you to do, and we really do want you to start opening up to that. You have these fears that kind of keep you in a little box, and we want you to let go of the box. You don't need the box. The box does you no good. You are meant to move out of that box, to move on with your life, to embrace the glory and the greatness within you. And to truly live that. And you can start doing that right now, today. It is not something that you have to wait till next week, next month, next year. Do it now. Allow yourself to start living it now. Allow your life to start changing now. This is about you right now. We see so much. There is so much potential. We don't even know how to convey to you all that we see. Your life is truly meant to be absolutely phenomenal. You are meant to be known throughout the world for the work that you do, both the legal work and the chocolate. There is so much there, so very much there. Do not limit yourself. Please begin to live your life fully, to let go of all of that garbage from the past. And we are helping you with that. We are clearing it out. We are wiping the slate clean. Please do not try to go back there and put the stuff back. It's gone. Let it go. Look at who you are becoming. Feel in your heart who you are now. And start living that. Oh, there is so much there. You are so much more than you have ever imagined. Start creating. Start receiving. Start allowing that more into your life right now. We love you. And we are so excited. Your life really is going to just take off in waves that will really blow your mind. But that's a good thing. It truly is. And we also see that there is a wonderful gentleman who is just waiting for you. So let yourself get out there so he can see you. And that will take parts of your life into something that you have never imagined. We love you. We love you. We truly love you. Be well. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you. I warned you, she was bubbly.
Oh, my God. Who was that woman? I love her. I just had my mouth open the whole time. I was just laughing to myself. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh, I wasn't expecting any of that. That's what you were going to say.
I know.
Yeah, that you were going to say, yeah.
Queen told me you spell her name A-S-T.
A-S-T. And you said she's an angel. She's an angel or?
She's a goddess. She's an Egyptian goddess.
Egyptian goddess. How beautiful.
Yeah. She is wonderful. Oh. I love her energy. It's like, woo, I'm ready to bounce off the wall.
Yes, she reminds me of a fairy. Like, she has a very, well, from what the, you know, the fairies on, you know, in the TV shows. You know, that bubbly, joyous energy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She was a breath of fresh air. I was not expecting that. I thought she was going to be like, yeah, you need to go to a shaman soul retrieval. And maybe that.
Wow. She cleared it out of you, so it's gone. So.
Oh, my God. I really loved what she said, and I got the message, and I really loved because what I've been realizing is that so someone was telling me that, you know, when you're, I said, well, I'm telling the universe, bring me this and bring me that. They say, yeah, but you have to be open to receiving it. So they said, well, if you place an order with Amazon and they deliver it, but you don't come to the door to get it, to receive it, or accept the package, you gotta get. So I started, you know, saying I'm open to receiving. But I love that she said, you know, the thing about allowing more in and more in. And I definitely feel I can work with that. And definitely I can put the tarot down.
Yeah.
And maybe, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, they have, you know, because with tarot cards, you know, they have messages, like the words and then the pictures. But you're also supposed to interpret it yourself, you know, not just take it, you know, for what it says or whatever. Oh, my God, that was amazing. Yeah, and I think I could, when she was talking about loft with fun, I think I could, you know, help people with, you know, like contracts, licensing, startups. It's a lot of ways I could use the legal field in the fun way to help people and to do things that
good.
I really feel like I could just change my perspective and maybe focus on that.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Yay.
Well, thank you, Barbara. I was not expecting that at all.
I know. I wasn't either. She still got me laughing. Okay.
Oh my God. So can I don't know if I'm asking you or her. So say right now, right? So I'm looking for a job, right? And so somebody called me about a job. It's part time, but my money has ran low. And I was thinking, I was like, well, I don't really want to do it. But then something said, well, that's your ego. Like, just get the money because you need the money right now. Don't, you know, you're not staying there. So what do you care? You know. But I'm trying to attract a job, something I like, a company, you know, where I feel welcome, that likes me, I like them, and value and appreciates me. And I'm just wondering if it's something I could do to attract it. Is it something like I could say, you know, just maybe something I could say or something or do or something to attract it?
You don't really have to do anything. It's not like you need to work in order to attract. All you need to do is make a list. Make a list and at the top of the list, you know, write what I desire. And on that list, write what you desire. Once you make that list, then know what it is you desire, and your team is also reading your list. So if you put on there, I would like a job in legal field, doing something that I actually enjoy, something that brings life, that brings laughter. Plus, I am well paid and respected. Put that on there. And then be open to receiving it. Be open to opportunities just showing up out of the blue. Don't think that you're going to have to wait 2 days, 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months. Please don't put any kind of limits like that on yourself. Just see it coming to you. See it coming to you right now in this instant. Don't put it off at all. Just allow yourself to receive it and then do what you were inspired to do. And if what you're inspired to do is to go and fix some chocolate, then by all means, go and fix some chocolate. Allow yourself to follow your inspirations. You don't have to be all worried and bogged down and, oh my gosh, I have to struggle and how do I get this job? No one's ever going to hire me. Oh my goodness, let all of that crap go. That's not you. Let it go. And just start letting yourself receive. Let it all flow to you. Allow it to overflow. Allow yourself to have 20 different opportunities come to you so that you can choose what is best for you. Know that there's always more than enough of everything and that you get to make the choice. Oh, that's what she had to say. I hope that helped.
Oh, my God. I love her. I have to Google her. I have to Google her. I want to look her up. Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting that either.
You can just go into meditation and call her. All I do is say your name when she showed up.
And her name is Ask? A-S-T, Ask. Oh, my God. I will definitely tell Queen thank you. Oh, my God. And thank you, Barbara. And thank you, Ask. I will definitely try to channel her.
Okay.
I love her. But you know what? I've truly realized I had a lot of that stuff on the list, but I never had joy or fun or a job I like on it. I didn't have that on the list. I said I want them to value me, appreciate me. But I left that part out, but I like it. Yeah, I left that part out. That makes sense. Well, okay, I'm going to get on it. It's very easy. I can do that.
Wonderful.
I can allow that. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Queen. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Such a blessing. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our last caller is 1111111111. Hello.
I couldn't resist. I don't think I've ever done this before. But the
I knew it was you, and I figured you had something you wanted to say after all. You brought all this energy.
We did it. And that goes in. Chase Lounge is yours as well. And it's golden. It's golden. It's gold. And you're just relaxing. And I wanted to read you something. I kind of lost it, but I'm at it again. What Google says about Ask and ISIS and Offset. And I recognize that ISIS is her Greek name. I'm not going to be able to read it. But she's also the Lady of Magic, one of those titles, the Lady of Magic and Healing. That's what she left me with, left me with, left all of us with, who will tune into her vibration. And she is incomparable as you are. And she's with us eternally. But the key is her name has to be said as it is written. That's all I got to say. You're supposed to get a picture of
Queen, are you there? If you're talking, I can't hear you. It's like you've disappeared. Okay. We lost Queen. And she can't call back in because technically the show has ended. Ah, darn. Okay, I may have to talk to her personally to find out what she wanted to say. Oh, thank you all so much for being a part of today's show. This has been absolutely wonderful. And I encourage each of you to work with the goddess if she is resonating with you. Ah, such amazing energy. I think I may just sit back and relax and talk and giggle with her for a while. I will be back next Friday for another show, and I will be here Sunday evening with DC Love, and I'll be here other times too. You know, just check it out on Blog Talk. Thanks for being a part of my life. I love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.